from WNYC Studios. Welcome back to Snap Judgment, the Ear Hustle Special, Thick Glass. My name is Ben Washington, and now Ear Hustle, it's produced from inside San Quentin State Prison. And for this next segment, we arranged a phone call between myself and the Ear Hustle team. Our conversation starts with Lieutenant Sam Robinson, the public information officer.
Hey, Glenn, this is Sam Robinson at San Quentin State Prison with Ear Hustle et al.
Hello.
They're getting their mics and earphones ready, so.
Hey, what's up with you, Glenn? How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Glenn.
First of all, both Erlon and Nigel, I just want to congratulate you on your success. I was thrilled to be able to play this story, and actually the story that opened a dialogue with my own kids, and I appreciated it. You know, you all got both a father and a son to be open with you. What about other family relations? Do you see a lot of different people recognizing cousins, brothers, sons? How does it work? Do you see that?
You see it a lot. You see it more than not. You know, I was at one prison where it was like four or five brothers on the same yard. Here, you see it. I've seen father and son. I've seen brothers. I've seen cousins. My cellmate, roommate, is actually my brother, my older brother.
Wow. Did you know him very well before he came to San Quentin?
Yes, me and my brother has been close all my life, but for the past 30 years, we have been missing each other's presence due to incarceration. Either I was incarcerated or he was incarcerated, mainly me. But I'll say when I was 17 was the last time I was actually in society with my brother. And I'm 46.
And when he gets to San Quentin, when you find this out that your brother's coming, what happens that first day when he arrives?
So when the guys were getting here, I wasn't at the cell and we got these little master locks we put on the door. And the cell was locked, so he couldn't get in the cell. So he was coming back around the corner, and I walked right by him. He didn't even pay me no mind. And when I walked by him, I just grabbed him, you know?
Whoa.
And he was just shocked. He was just looking at me like, oh, what's up, man? You know, but it was funny that he just almost just walked right by me, didn't even know me.
Wow.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Well, what did you guys say? What'd you talk about?
When he came in, our conversations was about family and what we've missed out and, you know, where we were at. Now, we never really lost contact over all the years, you know, so we always stayed in touch.
So how long have you been living together now?
He's been here almost a year. June. I think he got here last June.
A year?
Yeah, it's been a year.
Seems like it's been longer.
It's been an interesting year. I have learned a lot about my brother. I didn't know he was so talkative, but I haven't been around him in 30 years, so I didn't know. I forgot that part.
Well, the podcast is extraordinary, and I know that the impact is just resonating even around the globe. How does that feel to have that, to know that you're touching people within the confines of where you are?
I think with me, I think it's the letters that come in. You know, getting letters from all over the world, especially the ones like from the high schools and the colleges.
Yeah, I think the letters are great.
And then when they compare Ear Hustle to a philosopher's book, now I got to go read the book before I can respond to the letters because I don't know what the book is talking about. That's the book I'm reading right now.
Educating
Michael
you.
Michael Foucault's Discipline and Punishment. Yeah, I got to read that book.
One thing that happened because of the Thick Glass story that I think resonated the most with me was at the end there was a letter that a little boy had written to us whose father was in prison, and he wanted to know what he could do to get his father to write back to him. And I was so moved and also saddened that was a little kid's option was to write to strangers to ask for advice. But the outpouring of response that he got from guys inside was extraordinary. And so was the outpouring that he got from listeners. He started to get letters from so many people. And recently I got an email from a teacher who said now she's pen pals with him and her whole class is pen pals with this little kid. And so it may not be his father, his blood father that's reaching out to him, but so many other people are, and I think that brings a real sense of love to him.
Yeah, that was deep.
I think even maybe it gave Lieutenant Robinson a little tear in his eye too.
Well, now, Lieutenant Robinson, you're there right now, right?
Yes, sir. I am here right now.
I would, if you don't mind, if you could just tell us what your role is with the show. Everything has to go through you, and so what do you do?
Well, what I do is I'm the safety valve for the prison, so to say. I'm not here to interfere with the heart and soul of the stories. I don't even think I really make very many suggestions about anything. We want to make sure that if we are releasing materials outside the prison, that they aren't negatively impacting public safety, victims, or whoever the case may be, or even the population here inside of the walls of any of our prisons. And I get to listen to Ear Hustle before the world listens to Ear Hustle.
Wow.
And that's an honor. I've worked here in prison for 22 years. I think I know a lot, but every story I get, each episode brings me something new. And I think what Ear Hustle allows the public to get is what's more complicated. How complex the environment is, and prison art is much more complicated than what most people believe it is. It's as complex as the world.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, there's one other person here that's important that I want to get on the mic.
Absolutely.
And that's Antoine.
Hey, Antoine. We're exploring family behind bars. Do you have any stories personally about family relationships in San Quentin?
Yes. In my immediate family, I have one older brother. He had done maybe over 20 years incarcerated. I never did time with him because when he paroled, I came to prison, and that was going on 12 years ago. But my brother used to always be like, you know, how many people there know me? How many people there know me? I was like, anybody know you? Like, I'm not... I'm not asking people if they know who you are, but honestly, a lot of people know him here. And going on 2 months, a little over 2 months now, he passed away. So I got an opportunity to fellowship with a lot of the guys here that know him. And it just really helped me through my grieving process because I wasn't able to be there for my mom or my family. And it just showed me that there is a brotherhood, there is a bond, that there is love that's generated and created here. And I feel honored to, to have the brother that I had and to know a lot of the guys here that knew him and loved him as much as, my family did. So that stands out for me.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us
Thank
know.
Thank you.
Well, really, I got to say, your stories have really made an impact in our world. And as you can tell, we really, really love the show. Please keep making these stories. Thank you, Sam, for letting this happen right now. We really appreciate it.
You got it now.
We appreciate y'all for listening in.
Thanks, bud.
All right, now, y'all have a good one. That's Earlon Woods, Nigel Poor, Antoine Williams, and Lieutenant Sam Robinson from Ear Hustle.